Harry, Ron and Hermione climbed the steps to the entrance hall. Harry was still thinking about what Malfoy had said while Ron was seething about Snape.
5 points from Gryffindor because the potion was all right? Why didn't you lie, Hermione? You should have said Neville did it all by himself.
Hermione didn't answer. Ron looked around.
Where is she?
Harry turned too. They were at the top of the steps now, watching the rest of the class pass them, heading for the great hall and lunch.
She was right behind us, said Ron, frowning.
Malfoy passed them, walking between Crabbe and Goyle. He smirked at Harry and disappeared.
There she is, said Harry.
Hermione was panting slightly, hurrying up the stairs. One hand clutched her bag. The other seemed to be tucking something down the front of her robes.
How did you do that?
Said Ron.
What?
Said Hermione, joining them.
1 minute you were right behind us. The next moment you were back at the bottom of the stairs again.
What? Hermione looked slightly confused.
Oh, I had to go back for something. Oh, no.
A seam had split on Hermione's bag. Harry wasn't surprised. He could see that it was crammed with at least a dozen large and heavy books.
Why are you carrying all these around with you?
Ron asked her.
You know how many subjects I'm taking? Said Hermione breathlessly. Couldn't hold these for me, could you?
But Ron was turning over the book she had handed him, looking at the covers.
You haven't got any of these subjects today. It's only Defence Against the Dark Arts this afternoon.
Oh, yes, said Hermione vaguely, but she packed all the books back into her bag just the same.
I hope there's something good for lunch. I'm starving,
she added, and she marched off toward the Great Hall.
Do you get the feeling Hermione's not telling us something?
Ron asked Harry.